May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel. Those of you who have joined us the first time, do get a notebook and pen and take note of the spiritual cures which are given, and then you can also pass them on to friends and family. And those of you who join us weekly, thank you again for joining us, and without wasting time, inshallah, we'll move on with the program, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Adil bhai? Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Quite a bit of a holiday. You've come back after a while.
Yes, I was busy last 2 weeks, so for that reason I couldn't come. So
mashallah. Without wasting further time, we have got some messages already that we've received, so we'll begin with one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we'll move on with the program. The final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, undoubtedly your names along with your identity are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me, i.e. with the most beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum.
Wa
alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been suffering with many illnesses, and I think it's due to nazar. Due to evil eye. Can I please have a vazifa for the protection from nazar, i.e. evil eye? Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My relative has been given the bad news from the doctors that she is suffering from cancer. May Allah grant her complete cure and grant her good health. Could you please give us a spiritual cure to protect her from this illness?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a ruhani ilaj for pain in my bones? Inshallah, let you find them, Adil bhai. And whilst we're waiting for Adil bhai to bring out the spiritual cures in regards to the messages that we've received, inshallah, I've got April's monthly magazine in front of me, namely Fizane Madina. Those of you who haven't subscribed to this beautiful magazine, then do so. It is available in Urdu and English. Do subscribe, and you can have a physical copy delivered to your homes. And those of you who want to purchase, they are available in the Dawud Islami bookshop, namely Maktabatul Madina. So you can pick a copy up from one of the branches as well. And those of you who don't live in the locality of one of the branches, and you want to read it online, then it is available to download from the Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net. And you can go into the book section and you can download it from there. So we'll look at some of the questions which have been asked to the Muftiyan-e-Kiram and the replies that have been given. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad. Not giving wages to one who leaves a job without informing in advance. Question: what do the scholars of Islam say about this issue? Men are employed as staff in most shops, and it is mutually agreed that if they intend to leave the job, they should inform before leaving. I think giving notice. Otherwise, if they leave during the month without informing, they will not receive the salary for the days worked in the said month. This agreement is generally established in shops when staff begin their employment. Is this method correct, according to Islamic law. Please provide guidance. Just hint to me, Apne Adil bhai,
when you're ready.
Answer. To stipulate at the time of agreeing the employment contract that if a person leaves a job without informing that he will not be paid the wages for the days worked in the month, this is an invalid condition and implementing this is prohibited. The employer and employee who have entered into this invalid employment contract will both be sinful and repentance is necessary. If a contract has been made according to the question and the employee leaves without informing within a month, the employer does not have a right to withhold their wages based on this invalid condition. Instead, the employer is obligated to calculate the salary for the number of days that the employee worked during that month and pay comparable wage. The concept of comparable wage means the salary should be paid according to the usual rate, even if the agreed amount is greater. Subhanallah. Ji Adil bhai.
Yes, Labbaik, regarding the person who's have an evil eye and trouble with the, obviously he's seemed to think evil eye is common in everywhere. Anybody can get connected with the evil eye. May Allah give shifa every single person from the evil eye.
May Allah protect
very
us. Amen.
Very easy and very simple wazifa. I said Surah Kawthar 3 times. Once obviously read it with Bismillah Sharif before and after Durood-e Pak and then blow it on the right cheek. Then second time read it and blow it on the left cheek. Third time read it, blow it on the forehead. Do this symbol every day. Hopefully with that, inshallah, your evil eye or any trouble will be clear, inshallah.
This will protect someone from evil eye or this will remove the evil eye?
This remove as well, inshallah, and this is the surah, obviously. It will protect as well, also inshallah.
So it could be good practice to do this every morning?
Every morning, yes.
You could say. Yes. Especially little children who usually get evil eye quite regularly.
Then
this can be something that can be put into practice on a daily basis. And it would protect the children.
InshaAllah. Yes, regarding cancer, anybody when they heard about this, they already, you know, feel weak. They seem to think everything is just destroyed or finished. But don't worry, Allah is most merciful. It gives a shifa from anything. So, Alhamdulillah, I've got one ayat. Recite 2022 times with Salatul Nabi 11 times before and 11 times after, and blow on the patients or blow on the medicine, water, whatever obviously that patient eats, drinks, or uses. Then hopefully with that, inshallah, their cancer will be clear. I'm going to advise because sometimes the person don't understand it, what's the Salatul Nabi. They seem to think it's the Salah, but Durood-e Pak. Simple wording. Durood-e Pak, 11 times. Any Durood-e Pak, 11 times before and 11 times after. Hopefully with that, inshallah, the cancer will be.
SubhanAllah. Yeah, cancer is such an illness that people do think that there's no cure. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, I can say that we have had people who've been suffering with cancer, Alhamdulillah, they have. Remember, all cure is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Shifa min janib Allah. Cure is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's people are cured through means and different means. And Alhamdulillah, we have had people who have come to the Ruhani Ilaj stall, and we have specific tawizat, amulets in regards to this illness, as well as something which is famously known as plates course. So I do advise the person who sent in this message that do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, and inshallah, you know, take this treatment. Do continue with the treatment which is prescribed by your doctor, but also take on board Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cure as well, inshallah azawajal. And the spiritual cure which Alhamdulillah Adil Bhai has given us, beautiful spiritual cure where perform dhamm upon the patient, also perform dhamm upon anything that the patient drinks, water, any kind of juices or anything that he drinks, and also perform dhamm upon the medicine as well, inshallah. And if Allah azawajal wills, this illness or any illness will be cured, and here, namely, we're talking about cancer. And we've come onto that part of the program where we have the wazifa of the day. Over to you, Adil Bhai.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Spiritual Cures, and today's spiritual cure is to safeguard shop, house, family, and belongings. Recite Ya Allahu 49 times daily and blow on the shop, house, or wealth and belongings. Insha'Allah al-Kareem, the reciter will be protected from various losses. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful wazifa. And I can think of many ways or many moments or many different situations where this particular spiritual cure can be read. Firstly, when you're at home, over your own family and your belongings at home, yes. So everything will be protected in the home. Then, for example, your vehicle,
definitely.
Your car,
definitely
do dhamm upon the car, inshallah, that will be protected from any type of problems and losses. So they could be even like, for example, it will safeguard you from even having an accident or anything like this.
Inshallah.
Adil Bhai, so brilliant. If you're somebody who travels frequently or you're going on a holiday with the family, on your luggage, because look, a lot of people when they go on holiday, they travel, they don't lose missing luggage and etc. Do dhamm upon your luggage, and inshallah, that will reach with you to your destination. Inshallah. So many other aspects, you know, like these are few that have just sort of come to my mind, you know, just at the moment.
Definitely,
but you can perform dhamm upon anything of your belongings and wealth, and inshallah, it'll be protected.
Inshallah. Subhanallah. It's no long either.
Very easy as well, very easy wazifa. Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, 49 times, and then recite durushi before and after, and then perform dhamm upon your belongings, your item, your family, etc., whatever that you perform dhamm upon. And inshallah azza wa jal, not only the reciter will be protected, but also the belongings or whatever he has performed dhamm upon will also be protected from various losses. Subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah. I hope that viewers, you did see it on the screen. You either wrote it down or you took note or you even took a picture of the actual image that was displayed on the screen. And this could come handy not only to yourself, but do pass it on to your friends, relatives, etc. As a means of invitation as well. And do invite your friends and relatives to join us in this program where there's no losses, there, there's just benefit. There's just gain.
Definitely.
SubhanAllah. I want to go to a message that I've just received in the meantime, Adil Bhai. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please istikhara for me. My mother's name is, I suffer from leg pain. So if you can just take a note of leg pain, so we'll get a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So I get leg pain a lot. I get leg pain and I also get a lot of headaches and a lot of tension, Adil Bhai. So these are, I think we'll, if we have chance, if you can take these out as well. Leg pain that you have already mentioned, headache is very common. So if we can have a spiritual cure in regards to that, and tension, which is, I think, you know, which household is free
every
from tension.
Person, yes.
Ji, ji, Allah Ta'ala safeguard us all, keep us all healthy. But a lot of people suffer from, you know, these are very common type of problems. Code name Noor. Inshallah, I'll pass this on. And inshallah, the istikhara will get done, inshallah.
Recite 7 times, Ya Muhyi. Ya Muhyi, Ya Muhyi. 7 times before and after Durood-e-Pak, blow on wherever you have a pain. If you can't reach it, then blow on your hand and rub that area. Inshallah, with that, your pain will be get relieved. Generally, whilst walking, talking, sitting, just read Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu. With that, inshallah, your all pain will be get relieved.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been recently having a lot of troubles and problems in my household and with my family. May Allah remove these troubles, remove these problems that you are facing. May Allah make your house a means of harmony and peace. Can you please recommend me a wazifa to remove all these problems from my home?
Labbaik, inshallah.
So, gar aman, aman ho, you know, peaceful.
Inshallah.
I'm sure there's a wazifa coming to my mind, but I'm sure it's come to your mind as well, Adil bhai.
Inshallah.
I saw the smile on your face indicating maybe. Okay, so problems in the home. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have exams upcoming which I am worried about. Can you please give me a spiritual cure for strengthening memory?
Inshallah.
And could you also recommend me some other wazifas which can help me pass my exam?
Labbaik.
Well, after the shortcut, aren't we? But inshallah, we'll give you some a couple of wazifas, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Have your pen and paper ready, inshallah. Adil bhai will have something for you, inshallah, soon.
Labbaik.
So exams also strengthen the memory
strengthen
as well.
The
so it's two there for you, Adil bhai. Theek hai? While you're busy digging them out, inshallah, we'll come back to our monthly magazine, inshallah, azawajal.
Inshallah.
Question, what do the scholars of Islam say about the following issue? Some people place a horseshoe or an animal's horn outside of their homes to avoid evil eye. I'm talking about evil eye just earlier, aren't we? We have heard that this is prohibited. Is this correct? So people placing like a horseshoe, I remember seeing this when we were little. This
or
horseshoe,
black,
they usually have it on the door.
Well, yeah.
On the door. And then it's mentioned about this animal's horn. I'm not too familiar about that one. But anyway, let's see what the Mufti al-Ikram replied to this. Answer. Being afflicted with the evil eye is real. And there is clear evidence for this from hadith and narrations. For this reason, Islamic law has taught prayers for protection against this. At the same time, taking measures to protect oneself from it is also permitted, as long as they benefit one and do not contradict the requirements of Islamic law. And that's a very important, you know, part of it, that take these measures of protection are permitted as long as they benefit one and they do not contradict, that's like the important bit, they don't contradict with the requirements of Islamic law. In this context, putting horseshoes on houses or attaching an animal's horn is not considered prohibited, as examples of such measures for protection are found in Islamic law. The third caliph of Islam, Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, once saw a beautiful child and asked for a small black spot to be placed upon them, so evil eye has no effect.
Subhanallah.
So in light of hadith, scholars have also allowed wrapping items like wood with cloth and placing this in fields for protection from evil eye. We're learning some new things here. The wisdom behind these mentioned examples is, when people look at a beautiful child or a field, they will first glance towards the black spot and covered piece of wood. Only after that will they look towards the face of the child and the field, which will be protected from evil eye. This is the exact purpose of placing a horseshoe or the horn of an animal. So the onlooker firstly glances upon them and then the house, so protecting it from evil eye. However, it is essential to establish the habit of reciting transmitted supplications for protection, as this is better and superior to the above mentioned. The following is a beautiful supplication found in a hadith for protection from the evil eye. I'll just mention it now since we're talking about, and we did have a message in regards to evil eye as well. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهام ومن كل عين لام. I seek refuge in the complete words of Allah from every devil, poisonous animal, and from every afflicting eye.
Subhanallah, mashallah.
So here we've been like given a totka, you can say, like a home remedy as well for evil eye, and then also a dua which is found from a hadith as well. Subhanallah. I have got this noted down somewhere as well. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. You were ready, but I was in between, so I saw it's relating to our program as well. We've also had a message in regards to evil eye as well. So I thought, let's complete it, conclude, and then move to yourself.
I said regarding, I think so somebody's having a trouble in the house. Obviously, they seem to think it's too many problems together. So they wanted some sort of wazifa, which is cure everything, inshallah. One wazifa, which is Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman has stated, invoke Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu 1001 times after Juma Salah on Lahori salt. Lahori meaning over here is pink salt. If you get pink salt and then do this amal, Salat for creating domestic harmony, recite Salat 10 times before and after it. Once you have invoked, do not ever keep the invoked salt container on the ground. Place it out of respect, it meaning if you have a put it in the obviously container, just put it on the table or put something on the floor and then put it on the top. So obviously, when you
like on a stool or something. Usually here in the UK, I know in I think relating to like Pakistan as well. But I think here because we have the wall cabinets, so usually I think our containers or utensil containers, they usually are in the cupboards and they're not on the floor, etc. I think looking at the concept of Pakistan, we're back at home, and a lot of the time, because you've got the open fire chula, etc. on the floor, so a lot of the things are on the floor. But carry on, inshallah. So
it's a simple method. Get Lahori salt, 10 times through the park, and read Ya Wadudu 1001 time and 10 times through the park on end. Blow in the salt. This is what you're going to do on the Juma prayer. After the Juma prayer, come home, sit down, relaxly, do the samal, properly read it, and then blow in the salt and keep that salt in the house and use it whenever you're making food. In this way, whoever is going to eat in the house, inshallah, any trouble, any obviously have issues, they will be cleared, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this beautiful spiritual cure for the person who sent in the message, and this can be noted by the remainder, you know, the remaining viewers of Madhi channel as well. A beautiful method. And alhamdulillah, Adilbai has mentioned that this is, you know, it's been stated by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in regards to this. And he mentioned Lahori Nimak. So you don't need to go to Lahore and bring the salt from there. The Lahori Nimak is the pink salt or Himalayan salt, which is mentioned here, the pink salt. So it's like rock salt, but you can get it in solid and you can get it you know, in powder form as well. Alhamdulillah, it has a lot of benefits in using this. Alhamdulillah, we use it in our household as well, alhamdulillah, as in general use. But alhamdulillah, get hold of this salt and then recite Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu 1001. I know it may sound like a lot, 1001, but I think if you sat down to recite this particular wazifa, this particular spiritual cure, it wouldn't take you long. Because you know, you're only reciting Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, and maybe 5 minutes or so, maybe it might take you. But to recite it on a Friday, so recite this 1001 times on a Friday with the Rushif 10 times before and after, perform dam upon this Lahori Nimak, this Himalayan salt, and then keep in a container, etc. Avoid disrespect, because obviously it's now spiritualized salt, so don't put it directly on the floor, etc. And I know here in the UK we use cabinets, and you know they're up on the wall, so they're not on the floor. And then use that salt as and when required at home, whether it's in the cooking, in the cooking pot whilst cooking, you know, sprinkling over the salad, etc. So in all normal use, so you use it as you normally use your salt in the home, and inshallah, by using this, all that will consume, so the whole hoping that all the family eat salt, you know, unless you know somebody's been told not to consume salt. But I think generally we all eat salt in one aspect or another, and everybody who consumes this salt, inshallah, azza wa jal, will make a loving bond, and it will create harmony and peace and blessings inside the home, inshallah. It does mention that it's recommended that you use this for 7 days. So the next Friday then, you can do it repeat again. The process, do inshallah.
Yes, regarding this, I'll give the simple wazifa as well. Ya qaharu, 100 times whenever you seem to think that there is some troubles coming in the house. So just read Ya qaharu 100 times and do dua. Hopefully everything will be get ease. Regarding exams, somebody's exams, obviously GCSE is, I think so, is coming up. So Surah Ikhlas 16 times along with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time after the five prayers whilst in a state of wudu, followed by them making dua to Allah for success in their exams, inshallah azawajal, success will be achieved. And to strengthen the memory, strong memory, is very beautiful and simple wazifa, inshallah azawajal, easy. Recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu 7 times, and recite Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto water a child or an elder with a weak memory should be given to drink, inshallah, memory will be get stronger, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There you go. Then Adil Bhai has given you a wazifa for the exams. Do revise though. Don't just leave it on the wazifa and you know turn up for your exams and then you know you get a message from yourself. Oh, I tried the wazifa and it didn't work. So you do need to revise, but also carry out the wazifa as well, and do take on board the strengthening of memory of wazifa as well. Just want to read out a message that we've just received. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mom's feet hurt and are very swollen. May Allah will grant her cure. Inshallah, Azawajal. Diba, if you can get a wazifa.
I'll get it,
for swelling of feet. Just have a look, Adil Bhai. I think you've given me...
I'll give the swelling wazifa.
Okay, yeah, give me the swelling wazifa and then I'll go on to the istikhara replies because I think they have come back as well now.
If anybody's obviously suffering from this, as obviously we receive the message, if any part of the body is swollen, write or get written, La ilaha illallah, written 67 times on a piece of a paper and keep it with you or wear it. Inshallah, with that, hopefully swollen feet or arm or whatever his body place will be get relief, inshallah.
So they need to make an amulet writing La ilaha illallah
67 times
and make it into an amulet, and they'll just keep it on them. They don't need to, they keep it on them or they can wear it.
Yes.
So obviously they'll wear it. One thing to bear in mind that whenever you do wear an amulet, you do need to wear it from
the belly,
abdomen area and above. So bear that in mind. Okay, one of the istikharas that we request that we received, code name was Noor. The istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, a sign of a test through the means of illness. So may Allah grant you cure, remove this azmaish, this test that you're going through. And I think Adil Bhai mentioned a spiritual cure before for yourself. So do act on that spiritual cure. May Allah grant you complete cure and remedy through the means of this. Another Madini pearl that you can also take on board, that problems, calamities, illnesses, these are also removed through the means of charity, of sadaqah. So if it's feasible, do give sadaqah as well with this intention of removing of this azmaish, this test, and this pain and this illness. And inshallah, if Allah wills, inshallah, that can also help in this cause as well, inshallah. We do have an istikhara WhatsApp number, which brothers also do take advantage of. But in particular, it's for the Islamic sisters who can send their istikhara requests as a WhatsApp message or a text message. Remember this number, I will mention it now. It is actually a WhatsApp service. So you need to send a message and the reply will come back to you in regards to the istikhara, or even if you are requiring a spiritual cure. But don't send audio messages and don't send videos or pictures, etc. And the number to take note of is 07535 155711. 07535 155711 07535 155711. And like I mentioned, it is a WhatsApp service number. So send in your messages. Don't try to call because nobody will attend that call. And not to worry, each day, all the messages that I receive of that day are cleared on a daily basis. So before the end of the office time, all the messages are cleared. So those that come after closure time, they are dealt with from next the following day, morning, from the next day, inshallah. Thank you for tuning in to us, and joining us. Do join us next week, same time, same place, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.